This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
It's 7:30 on your Monday morning. That means we're going to hang out with Mike Bernard. He's an analytical strategist assisting churches, mission organizations, and you and I to understand the season that we live in. And I think the season that we live in is driving Mike to write so many articles to help all of us, and I'm sure himself, just to get his head around all that's going on. So we'll find out more about how you can check out thethirdway.org. Morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Brad. Yeah, my brother, I can't keep up. It seems like we live in one of the most exhausting seasons, but also the most opportunist seasons.
I know, and I thought about you this morning when I was reading the news, talking about Syria and the United Nations saying it is the world's greatest humanitarian crisis. And I'm just thinking, what's driving people to just keep on fighting for year after year after year? We're seeing it in many places around the world. They're just this, I don't know, what is the driving force? I'm sure there are plenty geopolitical reasons, etc., that keeps driving these things on, religious reasons perhaps in some instances, but just to keep on waking up in the morning and saying, who are we going to, and you can fill in the blank there about what you want to do to these people, but that you would wake up in the morning and decide we're just going to keep on going.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, you know, especially for us. You obviously referring to Sudan this morning, which is the most...
Oh, sorry, I said Syria. Biggest, yeah. Did I say Syria? But, I meant Sudan, yes.
Sudan, but Syria, you know, talking about Syria, Brad, if you go to Syria, I remember driving through Homs that's completely devastated. It's just destruction. Mm. And you see a young boy, probably about 8, 9, 10 years old, walking in the street and just kicking some stones. And you realize that this young boy has never known anything else except the brutality of destruction and war. That's his norm. This is how he grows up. This is normal. There's nothing else. He's just heard bombs and seen bombs. And you just realize, Brad, we live in a season where the light of Christ is needed more, I believe, than ever before. Our generation has not seen the destruction. If we just think about what's happening in Gaza, if we just think about what's happening, you know, if we talk about Ukraine and Russia, if we talk about the destruction in nations like Yemen and Somalia, we just live in a nation. And when we were in New Zealand, the one pastor there spoke about, you know, that humanity was not designed for darkness. God did not design humans for darkness. He designed us to live in light. Mm. And the light of Christ is needed like never before. We live in a devastating world, Brad.
Yeah, Mike. Just I don't want to step on your toes this morning with some of my own ideas. Please share whatever it is that's on your mind this morning.
Yeah, I just think, you know, the latest article I wrote was simply about global wars. And the wars that we're living in the world at the moment, we see about 110 ongoing armed conflicts in the world, of which about 20 are classified as full-scale wars. If we look at major wars, the definition of a major war is where 10,000 people or more are killed annually. We see five major wars in the world today, and that includes the Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, Sudan, Myanmar, and the DRC. And then we see minor wars, and that's between 1 and 10,000 people being killed annually. And there's 15 minor wars in the world today. If you look at Afghanistan and Somalia, Nigeria with Boko Haram, and you look at Yemen and Haiti and these countries, and then smaller conflicts and skirmishes and clashes. So we're looking at about 110 ongoing armed conflicts in the world today, and it affects so many millions of people. Mm. And Brad, what really concerns me, and this is really a great concern in my heart, that the three major nations involved in wars today is the United States, it's Israel, and it's Russia. And two of these nations, the USA and Russia, proclaimed to be Christian nations, where 60%, more than 60% of the nation confess to be Christian. Mm. There's no, you know, other religious agendas here. It's Christian nations, and then obviously Israel, which is the country, the only Jewish nation in the world today. These three nations are responsible. If you look at the United States, it's involved in nine, it bombed nine nations in total last year. It attacked Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Yemen, Nigeria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, and Venezuela. Hmm. And you sit with a president that he declared that he will be known, you know, his proudest legacy will be of a peacemaker and a unifier. That's not happening. Hmm. So I think it's time, Brad, and the point that I'm trying to make here is it's time for us as Christians to start refraining from supporting people, nations, and religions of war. It's time for Christians to start speaking peace and light in this world that we live in. In our own nation, let's be people, let's be known as people of peace. Because if we are peacemakers, we will be called children of God. Not when we support those that wage war, whether we can justify it in the name of self-defense or fighting terrorism, Brad, let's refrain from supporting people who support peace, and let's start speaking, living, and proclaiming peace. Mm. And how glorious to know that Christ didn't just teach peace, he lived peace, and he died peace. Yeah. And how glorious to know that the one that we confess is the greatest peacemaker that this world will ever see, because he gave his life on the cross for peace. Peace between man and God, and peace between man and man.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Mike. I can't help but think about the people, you know, fleeing their homes, these humanitarian crises that we're referring to, like in Sudan. But the people, you've got this select group of leaders, whether it's military, political, governmental, that are driving these things, and they've all probably got different justifications for what they're doing. But then the majority are just these people who are either losing their lives or being forced to flee and become refugees, just wanting, and you've mentioned this before, and we know it's true, that they just want to work hard and enjoy their lives with their family and the people around them, you know, and you having that stolen away from you because you've got these leaders who feel the need to do whatever they are doing. So your heart goes out for just plain old men and women on the street who just want to get on with their lives.
Brad, people just like you and me, they just want to live from day to day with the security that they feel they deserve, and they're not getting that. And now we sit, you know, and I'm just going to mention that this morning. You sit with Donald Trump and the Board of Peace that they've now established, and on that Board of Peace, you find war criminals, defined as war criminals by the International Court of Justice. It's not me saying that this morning. You sit with Mr. Vladimir Putin, who's raging a war against... These are people on the Board of Peace. And I think to myself, how can people that are declared and defined war criminals like Mr. Netanyahu, you know, the self-proclaimed chairman of the board, Mr. Donald Trump, you sit with nations that can join a Board of Peace simply by paying $1 billion. How can this bring peace in the world? How can people that pursue war be known as people sitting on a board of peace? So it's critically important, Brad, that we start understanding the human cost of what it means to be involved in a war. As you say, people just seeking a daily life, just wanting to wake up without missiles flying over your head, just waking up, raising your children in a peaceful environment. So, Brad, it's critically important for the church in this season of darkness and war, for the church to rise up and say, in our own nation, when we speak about our own government, we will speak peace. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the nations, when we talk about Israel and Gaza, that we will refrain from taking sides and justifying war from whatever side and start speaking peace into this world. Let us as Christians be known as the people who turned history around, because we were known as peacemakers. And it's so critically important that we forget about this board of peace and become people of peace in a season where there's so much darkness.
Thanks so much. Mike Bernard, an analytical strategist, helping churches, mission organizations, and you and I to get our heads around the season that we live in. Mike, appreciate your effort this morning, as always. And you can visit thethirdway.org, listeners, so you can read more of the articles that Mike writes if you're interested in that sort of thing. And Mike, massive thanks for your time on this Monday morning. Have yourself a really special day and a great week.
Always a joy. Thank you, Brad, and to the listeners as well. An awesome week. Bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.